in Bow Street Coffee with the new cafe in Bow Street, our first time here, with Francesco Molina. We've just been to the opticians. It may sound a bit odd, Optimark Opticians in Bow Street, give them a plug, have some really good artwork on the walls. They have regular exhibitions, and we've just been to see Francesco's work, just been put on the wall there. So anyway, but going back to about a year ago, you had this big exhibition in the Conservation Centre of your photographs from 78 to 82, and to be honest, before that I hadn't really heard of you, but since then I've heard you popped up all over the place. You've had more exhibitions, like including this one here, so maybe you could tell us a bit about what you've been doing since that exhibition in last year.
Yes, well, the exhibition at the Conservation Centre last year was really, really successful. It had 23,000 visitors over 4 months, and of course that was such a big format in the museum that, you know, it attracted a lot of people, and it also created a lot of publicity for me. And of course, you know, there's been a lot of interest in my work and also in my images. And as I've just shown you, I've licensed 4 images to a company called Amplify. They're the biggest t-shirt manufacturer in the UK of music-related t-shirts. And, you know, they've licensed New Order and Joe Strummer and Sex Pistols and Susie. And since last year, a lot of my photos, both from, you know, the Eric's and Brady's era, as well as the Northern Soul, have been used in CD box sets and collections, front cover, and, you know, there was a John Peel collection that used my photographs. And I've had a huge interest. Plus, I think I mentioned this to you, I also donated a picture of Joe Strummer for the Cancer Research UK Fund, and I was invited to Abbey Road Studios to a gala evening which was attended by Robert Plant, George Martin, David Gray, Cynthia Lennon, and many other well-known people. And, you know, that evening, I think they raised something like £200,000. And my photo went at auction for £650. And as you know, I've been very busy photographing many other bands, and there's just been an incredible amount of interest in all my work. So I'm delighted to say that things are going really well. And also recently, as you know, I did an exhibition in March at the brand new wonderful gallery called The Gallery, which, as you know, is in Stanhope Street. And now, you know, with Chris in the opticians, we decided that it would be a good idea to just do a small exhibition and just show some different photographs. So what we plan to do for during the course of the exhibition, which runs until the end of August, is to introduce on a regular basis new unseen photographs. So we replace, you know, every now and then we replace one photo with another, and that's basically the idea so far.
So you're really enjoying your sort of comeback, aren't you? Having a great time. I've seen the t-shirts, they're really nice, really nice. And they're available online now, aren't they? There's 2 of them.
Yeah, there's 2. The t-shirts are manufactured by, as I said, the biggest UK manufacturer called Amplified. And the t-shirts are one of New Order, showing Bernie Sumner on the front, and one of Joe Strummer with the logo London Calling on it. And the t-shirts are available both online on Sugar Bullets, which is Amplified's own site, also on ASOS, and also on Truffle Shuffle, which are all online sites. But also, very soon, they'll be available in Foot Asylum, in Drome, and in Resurrection, I believe, as well.
Some of the local shops, yeah.
In Liverpool, yeah, but also, I've done the licensing deal is for the whole of the UK, as well as the whole of Europe, Australia, Japan, and New Zealand.
So That's great, yeah. So so the exhibition at Optimark runs until August?
Until the end of August, yeah.
Yeah, and during that time you'll be putting in new pictures, well, pictures that we maybe people haven't seen before.
Yeah, at the moment, I started with a selection of eight images, which include Talking Heads, Stray Cats, Nick Cave, and Pete Burns. My idea with this is to present an exhibition in a different sort of setting. We just wanted to see what kind of reaction we get, and so far it's really been quite exciting and positive. But also the idea was to start small and then try and increase the actual size of the exhibition within the space permitted, of course. So for example, we plan to put Formex prints of maybe Ian McCulloch. Now I got a big canvas print of Joe Strummer. These are just ideas that I'm throwing out to see what reaction people have to this new concept, basically.
Are you going to include any more recent photographs, or are you sticking to that era?
Well, strangely, I am really caught in two minds at the moment. I really would like to start showing some more recent stuff. For example, because I photographed Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin, I would like to maybe introduce new stuff, but also I like the new current bands I photographed recently at Sound City, which was a fantastic success. And I would really like to introduce fans, to show bands like Suzuki's, the Red Suns, and the Sound of Guns. These are all emerging bands. In fact, Sound of Guns are more than emerging. I believe they signed a record deal with a major label, so they're on the way to achieving success, I believe. So yeah, I'm kind of toying with the idea of introducing new images.
That's good. I know you have been photographing, we see you around the gigs all the time. As I say, it's important to keep the momentum going, keep showing exhibitions around the place. It's great. Do you have any more exhibitions lined up, or any ideas?
Well, actually, yes, I'm glad you asked that, because just now, for the last 7 months, with the help of two of my friends, Ronaldo and Paolo, who live in Italy, they have set up, they have started basically a kind of company that is providing the structure to take my full exhibition from the Conservation Center over to Italy. Now, we have two cities interested. One is Genoa, which is just next to France, basically, just by the Côte d'Azur. And then the other one is Bologna, which is a very, very important cultural center in Italy. In fact, I would say that in terms of culture, it's more important than any other city in Italy. And so we're discussing the possibility. They have really big interest at council level. In fact, Bologna and Genoa have offered, Genoa has offered the Museum of Contemporary Modern Arts to show, which is the best they have. And Bologna have offered this fantastic palazzo in the city center, where it's a 16th century palazzo, and they would like to house the exhibition there. The main problem we have is money, finances. So I'm trying to raise sponsorship for it. And as it happened, just today I'm going to have a meeting relating to that. So fingers crossed. Also, again, just the other day, I received an email from a friend of mine who lives in LA, and apparently there is a gallery there that will be quite keen or interested in taking again the full exhibition over there. But that's basically what the interest in relation to other exhibition is. I'm planning, I've contacted the galleries in London as well, and I'm waiting basically on replies from that. But there's a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah, and it's such a great collection of images. I imagine most galleries would want to show them around the world. It's just, I say, it's just raising the finance to make it happen, isn't it? So.
Yeah, at council level, unfortunately, because of the economic downturn, every council around the world has had to cut down on on budgets and things like that to save money. So it's unfortunate, but you know, we're trying to get the money so that we can actually show there. And you know, I'm also involved with various other things. You know, working with helping my brother Salvatore with his exhibition. You know, as you know, he did some paintings exhibition here at the gallery. And you know, there is a lot of stuff happening. But of course, I'm concerned primarily, you know, to show the exhibition abroad.
Yep. Good luck with that, and good luck with the t-shirts and the exhibition at Optimark. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.